It is Wednesday, the 13th of November. We are here to break down all 11 games. Some really big performances, some not so good performances. We will cover everything, including some injury news, and look ahead to tomorrow's massive slate of one game. This is the Wednesday post-game show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. I don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I am your host, Adam King. Follow me on Twitter at AdamKing91. Follow me on Blue Sky at AdamKing91 and then some weird stuff after that. Hang on, I'm going to learn this. Follow me on Blue Sky at AdamKing91. I don't know if I need to say the rest of the stuff. At AdamKing91.com. bsky.social, which seems to be after everyone. So I don't know whether you can just search by AdamKing91. I don't know. Anyway, follow me there. We're on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Twitter, not Blue Sky. I don't think we can stream to Blue Sky yet. I have posted the link to the show in there, but I don't think we can do like what we do in Twitter. Anyway, find us, follow, subscribe, like, rate, all that stuff. That would be incredible. We are also part of the Old Man Squad, which I believe is on Blue Sky. Go and follow them at Old Man Squad. Or just shoot Dan Bespris a DM and he will tell you how to find him and how to find the network. 11 games. Sorry, there was no show yesterday. Had a weird headache. Had to go out as well with the family. I wasn't up for it yesterday. So I knew today was a big 11 games. So let's jump straight in. Where are we? Here we go. All right. First game of the night, the Pacers and the Magic. Low scoring. I was checking this one. I always felt like they were about 10 minutes behind. 94-90. Magic get the victory here. We'll start with the Pacers. Siakam, good game for him. Perfect from the line. Always love to see that. As I have him in some punt big man stat builds. So always good to see some good free throw shooting. Benedict Mathurin continues to play really well, 23 points, 12 rebounds. Pretty clear must roster at the moment. I'm still skeptical that this is going to stick, but for now you just roll with him. Miles Turner continues to play big minutes. Not his best game, 11 points, but had two steals and a block. Tyrese Haliburton after what did he have, 35 or 37 and 12 or something. Shooting fell way off here, 3 of 14 from the field, 9 points. He did have 11 assists, no steals. So I'd say despite that really good game, still a buy low target. Ben Shepherd started again and did nothing again. And really nothing much on the bench there. They're just trying to fill gaps at the moment with no center. There's a bit of Jarris Walker, a bit of Obi Toppin. TJ McConnell didn't really play extra minutes. Johnny Furphy was out there for 9 minutes. Love to see that, but not a fantasy discussion to be had. For the Magic, Jalen Suggs struggled again. Yesterday he was good, then he got injured, and then he came back on, couldn't hit a shot, and then tonight couldn't hit a shot. So that does make you wonder if there's something going on there. So keep an eye on the injury report. He had 8 points. He had two steals, two blocks, but 2 of 15 from the field, which we know he can do, but let's keep an eye on this. Franz Wagner playing really well. Don't need to break him down. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, not interested. Tristan Silva, not interested. Goga Bitadze, I thought he would play a little bit more in this one, coming up against a more traditional, I suppose, big in Miles Turner. He had 12 points, 12 rebounds, 2 blocks, a steal, 28 minutes. Must roster. The minutes tend to fluctuate a little bit between sort of 22 and 28, but until Carter is back, he has to be added. As for Mo Wagner, he picks up the rest. So if Bidadze plays more, Wagner plays less, and Mo Wagner is also per minute. I mean, he's a different kind of producer. He's more points and some rebounds, where Bidadze gets you defensive stuff. So each to their own, but I would still prefer Bidadze pretty clearly. Jonathan Isaac, 22 minutes. Interesting. I'm certainly not convinced this is real or going to stick, but we know that if we get 22 minutes of Jonathan Isaac, he probably has to be rostered. 8 points, 11 rebounds, 3 blocks. Let's see. If you want to take a flyer on him and pick him up, by all means, go ahead. But I'd need to see this for more than one game because he had been playing only 15 minutes prior to this. All right, and we've got some. Just let me read through these questions. All right, let's start with this one because it's a magic one. Cal Chad TTV. I'm really worried about Suggs. He just doesn't look right. Yeah, look, he hasn't looked as good. And I said there was that weird injury yesterday, which I don't know. I don't know what it was. He sort of there was a bit of a calf thing, then a foot thing. I don't know what's going on there. Whether that is impacting him and this is something he's playing through, I don't know. He certainly overachieved, I think, to start the season, but he will definitely be better than this. So it is a buy low opportunity, I think. And if you've got him, you really just have to hold him. I wouldn't be looking to sell him now. If you're worried that this could be a pattern, then maybe you wait for him to put together two, three maybe good games and then you look to sell him. And yes, surprised about Isaac. Yeah, so am I. So we'll see. It's great to see, but we hadn't seen it. So I'm not sure. Boston and Brooklyn, after last night's loss to the Hawks, Boston bounce back unsurprisingly and take care of the Nets pretty comfortably. For Brooklyn, they were without Al Horford, who was getting his day off, night off, on the second game of back-to-back. Nemeas Keita, not sure. He started 8 rebounds, a block. 8 points, a rebound, a block. If you streamed him in, look, he had some early foul trouble here. Luke Kornet got some extra run, and then they blew them out. So not ideal if you did stream him in. But it does appear as though when Horford is out, Keita is the guy you want to target, despite this performance. Derek White cooled off. He's been great, though. Don't worry about that. Peyton Pritchard, vice versa. He had struggled in the last game, came out here, had 23 points, 8 assists, 6 rebounds, 2 steals, 1 block, 5 threes in 36 minutes. So nothing like a game against Brooklyn to get you back on track. For the Nets, I talked about this in my watch and learn earlier today. Zaire Williams, can he stick? Is he a thing? Well, based on this, he is. 23 points, 6 rebounds, a steal, a block, 2 threes. He's been pretty good this season. He's in a good situation where the Nets can just roll him out there if they want to with no repercussions. So, I don't know. You could look at picking him up as long as Finney Smith is out. It doesn't sound like Finney Smith is going to be out significant time and could even return for their next game. So, keep an eye on that injury report. Cam Johnson, not his best night. Nick Claxton, also not his best night. 3 points, 5 rebounds. Look, I mean, Boston do this to you, so yeah, I wouldn't worry too much. Cam Thomas had 17 points with a steal. Nice to see him doing something else other than scoring. Everything else is pretty good here. The scoring has obviously cooled off after that red-hot start. Looking at the bench, Noah Clowney had 18 minutes, so, I mean, his role seems pretty consistent at the moment. Not worth adding just yet, but keep an eye on that. Jalen Wilson has looked pretty good in limited minutes. Again, I'm not really interested in adding him at this stage, but I do think a time will come when we add both he and Clowney. Bulls and the Knicks. Bulls were up pretty big in this one. And the Knicks fought all the way back, and then the Bulls get the win. So, yeah, wasted effort. Not really, but the Bulls. Zach LaVine, really good. 31 points, 8 assists, 7 rebounds, 2 steals, a block. 3 of 6 from the line is sort of weird, but don't worry about that. Patrick Williams has put together a few good games now. Maybe we just add him, and maybe you get a week out of him. Maybe you get a day. I don't know. Vooch, solid again. Kobe White, solid again. Giddy, not great. Shooting has been an issue, continues to be an issue. 5 points, 6 assists. He still has to be rostered, but he certainly not living up to the expectations. Seven shot attempts that were lowest. We did know he wasn't going to be option one or two, but it appears he's sort of option five on a lot of nights. Ayo Dosunmu, only 25 minutes off the bench, but 16 points, six assists, three rebounds, two steals, a block. Maybe. I have said all along, 30 minutes for me is the cutoff. He didn't get there tonight, but the numbers are there. I was tossing up in a 14-team league earlier before tip-off whether to hold Dosunmu or pick up TJ McConnell. Thankfully, I held Dosunmu, and I'll just continue to hold him until, I don't know, Lonzo is maybe coming back this weekend, but yeah, I just hold Dosunmu for now if you've got him, and I'm not really interested in anyone else on that team. For the Knicks, Josh Hart stunk it up. He's been really good, so give him a pass here. Cat, 46 points, 10 rebounds, 3 steals. Phenomenal performance. But again, weirdly inefficient from the free throw line, 4 of 8. So that hurts. That hurts. Mikal Bridges was better with 20 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists and a steal. So better, better. He's still been a little bit disappointing. Brunson had 24 and 8. OG Anunoby cooled off a little bit. He'd been shooting the ball really well. But 14 points, 9 rebounds, 2 blocks. I'd still take that any day of the week. And their bench, which I put this in my watch and learn as well, which version of McBride do we get? And we got the shit version. 23 minutes, 2 points, 2 assists. If you streamed him in, sorry. If you are holding him, I don't think you need to hold him, but just have a look at who you're dropping him for, because his role at least is relatively consistent. And we've said all along, it would only take one injury and he would become a must roster player. So, yeah, just be careful with who you're adding. The Cavs get another win, 114-106 over the Delaware Bluecoats, basically. We'll have a look at the Philly lineup in a minute. For the Cavs, again, business as usual. They're not really a lot to talk about here. Ty Jerome was someone I was keeping an eye on, but only 13 minutes here. Even Caris LeVert, I mean, he's probably worth rostering, but 7 points, 3 assists, a steal, block, 25 minutes. I'd like to see him getting closer to 30, but they just don't need him for 30 at the moment, the way that they're playing. So, yeah, very little to talk about for the Cavs. For the Sixers, no Joel Embiid, no Paul George, as we assumed. So we had a weird starting lineup. Kyle Lowry, I was really hesitant to add him, and I'm pretty glad I didn't. 0 points in 17 minutes. He's done. No reason to consider him. Jared McCain, though, has looked very good. Opportunity that he probably wasn't expecting. 34 points, 10 assists. Just add him and see. Paul George will be back. Embiid will be back. That's going to cut into what he can do. But really, what else? Like, they have Kelly Oubre, who's really inconsistent. Caleb Martin, he had 18 points here, but typically not a high usage, high offensive guy. Their bench is trash. So I don't know. If you want to give McCain a look, I probably would go ahead and just see what we can get out of him, even when they're healthy. And no Andre Drummond here. Illness, I think it was. I don't know. Who cares? Drummond's pretty bad. And probably doesn't need to be held now that Embiid is back and Yabusele has sort of established himself as, if not the backup, on par with Andre Drummond. The Pelicans and the Thunder. Look, I mean, credit to the Pelicans. They sort of kept this close for a while. They were never really going to win it, though, not with the team that they're rolling out at the moment. Brandon Ingram was pretty good. 8 turnovers is not what you want to see, but 18 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, a steal. He's shouldering a lot of the load at the moment. Trey Murphy, 14 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. Good to have him back, but he still hasn't really hit his straps. Eve Missy had a double-double with no blocks. Worth rostering just because of the opportunity. Brandon Boston, only 8 points on 3 of 10, but 10 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, a block. Must roster. Need to roster him. If he is still available, go and grab him. And Javonte Green, I mean, the minutes are there, but he's probably a defensive streamer at best, and I'm not really looking at anyone else on that bench at the moment. For the Thunder, continuing to play without Chet, which is going to be the case for a long time. Still not really running with a center. It's just a mixture of guys. Jalen Williams is technically starting at the center, but they've got Kenrick Williams, who is back. He played 14 minutes tonight. We're not adding him, of course. Usman Dieng played 15, not adding him. Dort, not his best game, but 11 points, two steals, a block, has to be rostered. Isaiah Joe, more of a streamer, a three-point streamer. He had 0 three-pointers tonight, if you did stream him in. Jalen Williams, though, I mentioned, 31 points, six rebounds, seven assists, four steals, two blocks, absolutely cooking at the moment. I know he was just pulling up his rank. As we load, and he is, after a slow start-ish, over the last... Where are we? So for the season, he is the 9th-ranked player. Over the last 2 weeks, he's the 4th-ranked player. So, yes, rest easy if you drafted him. He has been very good. And Shea, very good as well. Kayson Wallace. We're looking at Joe. We're looking at Wallace. We're looking at Caruso. And possibly AJ Mitchell. Aaron Wiggins, it's really just take your pick and hope that you strike gold. Clippers and the Rockets. Rockets... 8-point win, I think it was. Yes, 111 to 108. We'll start with the Clippers. Chris Dunn started 31 minutes, 11 points, 8 assists, 2 steals. Look, we know what he can do. We've got a question in here. Yes, is Chris Dunn a must-add? Look, if he's going to start and he's going to play 30 minutes, yes, he is, because he will get assists and he will get steals. Is this going to stick? No idea. I don't think it hurts having him on there because they certainly don't have what you would call a defensive-minded backcourt. I know James Harden had 3 steals, Norm Powell had 1 steal, but I wouldn't call them a defensive powerhouse or anything like that. So having Chris Dunn there does help, and he's certainly, Terrence Mann has been trash, although today, 23 minutes or 24 minutes off the bench, 14 points, 7 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Maybe they do stick with this. Maybe they want Mann coming off the bench as more of an offensive guy, and they can bring Dunn in just to shut players down. So, if he's available, by all means, go and add him. Derek Jones, 22 minutes, 11 points, a steal, very borderline. As for Norm Powell, the shooting, it was always going to cool off. It did here, 5 of 18 from the field. But 13 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal, still good enough. And James Harden, also not his best night, but still very serviceable. For the Rockets, let me get rid of that name. And there is another, I see Ernest Tan's question there. I'll get to that shortly. For the Rockets, seems as though they've stumbled upon a formula that works, and that formula is less Jabari Smith and more Tari Eason, more Amen Thompson, which I love. I've talked about Jabari Smith, and should he be rostered? Standard leagues, very borderline. 14 teamers probably still for at least for another game or two, but 21 minutes, 5 points, 4 rebounds, nothing else. It's very, very unflattering. And as I've said all season, I just haven't seen him take any leaps forward. So I'm not excited about him either. Same goes for Dylan Brooks. 15 points, sure, but I'm not looking at him at all. Van Fleet was back. Played 34 minutes, but Amen Thompson came off the bench and also played 34 minutes. So hopefully you held Amen, because there was a little patch there where he was sort of borderline. Tari Eason much the same, but both of them are on fire right now. And you look at the they won by 8. All starters other than Dylan Brooks were a minus in the plus-minus. Amen Thompson, plus 17. Tari Eason, plus 19. Jock Landale, we'll mention him, plus 26. We're not looking at him, of course. Amen had 18 points, 11 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, a block. Tari Eason had 18 points, 10 rebounds, 1 steal, 2 blocks. So hopefully you have at least one of them. I know I have, I think I have both of them in a couple of teams, so that's pretty exciting. As I grab a drink. Okay. Next game, Pistons and the Bucks. Pistons had this one and the Bucks just sort of roared home and Pistons pistoned all over themselves. And the Bucks get the win 127 to 120 in overtime. Pretty dodgy call at the end if you're watching that. But it all worked out for the Bucks. Start with the Pistons, though. Big minutes for Jalen Duren, 36 minutes. He didn't do a lot with them. He had 9 and 9 with 6 assists. The minutes very encouraging, but Isaiah Stewart was ejected, only played 14 minutes. So I don't think Duren would have played 36. Potentially would have played more because of the overtime, but... yeah, I'd still like to see an accurate reflection of what his minutes are going to look like. Ron Holland started. He had 11 and 4. Yeah, look, I'm not really interested in him yet. We have got Asar coming back at some point. We had Tim Hardaway out of this one. So Malik Beasley got the start. It was a no-brainer as a streamer for this game. Both he and Tim Hardaway have been alternating good games. And so with one of them out, the other one has to play well, and Malik Beasley did. 8 threes en route to 26 points, 10 rebounds. So very good stream option if you manage to get him in for today. And just hold him. If Hardaway's going to miss time and his injury was pretty nasty, then Beasley could be a short-term add. Cade Cunningham, really good. 35-11, 7 rebounds, 3 blocks, 2 steals. He is chugging along very nicely indeed. For the Bucks, it was the Giannis show. 59 points, 14 rebounds, 7 assists, 3 blocks, 2 steals. He's just having to do it all with no Damian Lillard and really no other scorers on their team. Brook Lopez, very good in this one. 29 points, 8 rebounds, 5 blocks, 3 steals. So phenomenal game for him. But coming up against the Pistons, not surprising. Torian Prince had 15 and 10. He has some streaming value at times. DeLon Wright, if you picked him up today with word that he was starting, he got you 2 steals and 8 assists. And that's, I mean, any points would have been nice, but the assists and the steals give him some stream appeal. AJ Green, a 3-point streamer, and only got you 1. Gary Trent, not interested in him. He played 34 minutes off the bench, but 11 points, 2 steals. He'd need to do this for a week before I would consider picking him up. Andre Jackson, if you're still holding him, we can move on. And heading to San Antonio, the Wizards and the Spurs. Pretty comfortable win here for the Spurs, 139 to 130. No surprise that it was high scoring. We'll start with the Wizards. Jordan Poole, very, very good. 42 points. 6 assists, 2 steals, continues to play very well. If you drafted him, you're loving what he's doing at the moment. There's going to be ups and downs, but he certainly looks to have his confidence back. Koulibaly, not his best game, 6 points, 8 rebounds, a block, but the minutes are encouraging, so we would just be holding him. Kyle Kuzma shot less, that's good, 10 points, 6 turnovers. Look, I mean, he has to be rostered, but I'm glad I don't roster him. Alex Saar, despite the fact that Wemby went off, and we'll get to that very shortly, I thought Saar looked pretty good, held his own in some respects, 12 points, only 2 rebounds, but he had a steal and a block. We're holding on to him. Bub Carrington, 13 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. Again, the minutes, 30, that's enough. Kyshawn George, we were keeping an eye on him because his minutes went back to about 24, I think, in their last game. 32 minutes here, 12 points, 5 assists, 2 steals. I think he's still borderline if you want to hold him. Valanciunas at least played 22 minutes, had 16 and 13 with 2 blocks. But his minutes had been down in the mid to high teens. So let's just see if this was a fact that or a result that they were up against the Spurs, who are a pretty big team. Corey Kispert had 19 points off the bench in 33 minutes. He is a nice stream guy as well. And interestingly, if I just where are we? Oh, yeah. Sorry. Anyway. Spurs, Wemby, 50 points, 6 rebounds, 3 blocks, 1 steal. So we're not worried anymore, are we? Surely we're not. And 8 threes. Again, the opposition had something to do with this. But, yeah, he's good. Champagne, point streamer. Harrison Barnes, no, don't even bother. Steph Cassell, 10 points, 5 assists. I think he's intriguing. I'm not adding him personally. In deeper leagues, though, if he's going to start and play these minutes, certainly consider him. But Devin Vassell is slowly ramping up. He had 25 minutes tonight, and he started very slow but ended with 17 points, 3 assists, a steal, and a block. So it won't be too long before he is back in the starting lineup and will replace. I don't know. It could be matchup-based, but he'll replace either Julian Champagne or Steph Cassell. The Timberwolves and the Trailblazers, another win for the Trailblazers over the Timberwolves, 106-98. That's back-to-back bad losses for Minnesota. For the Wolves, Edwards continues to just shoot a lot of threes. Didn't hit any tonight, 0 of 9. So he could come out in the next one and give you 7 threes or something like that. But look, he's been fine. The 4 steals and 1 block are good to see. But I still think he was being overdrafted, and nothing is deterring me from that opinion at the moment. Rudy Gobert, he had 12 and 11, but yeah, I don't know. I was pretty underwhelmed by this performance. Jaden McDaniels, he had 19 points, I think, the night before, 17, only 7 here. He is not someone we need to roster permanently. You can stream him in as a defensive guy, and he had 4 steals. Here, Nikhil Alexander-Walker moved into the starting lineup with Mike Conley resting. He had 13 points, 3 assists, 3 steals. Whenever Conley rests, we stream in Alexander-Walker. Dante DiVincenzo, 22 minutes, 2 points, 3 assists. Bad for him, but he will be better if you're holding him. For the Blazers, now I think we did see a Blazers question in here. Oh, yes, here we go. When you are ready, is Sharp's performance today sustainable? No. He had 33 points, career high, I believe, 33 points, 6 rebounds, no defense. So the point's amazing. We want to see him score. It's good to see him score, and he looked very aggressive. No Anthony Simons helps a lot. But we want to see him doing more. We want to see some assists. We want to see some steals, and we didn't get that tonight. So this is really good. But if Simons, they're reporting his absence as an illness. So that's what they said on the broadcast. So we'll see if it's an illness, then he should be back in the next game or two. So just monitor that. As long as Simons is out, Sharp will get a bump. Scoot gets a bump. He started, had 11 points, 5 assists, 2 steals. He should be added as long as Simons is out. We also had no Ayton and no Robert Williams. So Robert Williams was resting on the second night of a back-to-back. DeAndre Ayton continues to be out with his it's a finger or a thumb or something, who knows. So Donovan Clingan started. Early foul trouble, so he was pretty limited in the first half. But he ends with 17, 12, and 8 blocks, 31 minutes. And that was really the concern here with Clingan, is whether they can play him significant minutes. And they did, and they won. He held his own against Rudy Gobert. Hopefully, if you've got Clingan, you had him in your active lineup. I have him and didn't have him in my active lineup today because I just had too many guys playing and hindsight, I probably should have gone in and when I realized he was starting, moved him into the starting line, into my active lineup, but I didn't. Shouldn't impact me too much, but those 8 blocks, 12 rebounds would have been very handy. Do we add Clingan? Look, Rob Williams will be back. I don't think Ayton's injury is significant. They haven't reported that it's a break or a sprain or anything that I'm aware of. So Ayton could be back. If you want to grab him, just in case Ayton misses another game, by all means, go ahead. But I'd like to see a bit more. Banton had 13 points in his 24 minutes. We know when he gets minutes, he puts up numbers. So if we get an indication that he is going to play big minutes, go ahead and stream him in. And Avdija can be dropped, as I said, only 7 points in 18 minutes. That is not enough. Phoenix and Sacramento, a big win for the Kings. Fairly comfortable here. We'll start with the Suns, who were without Bradley Beal and Kevin Durant. As we know, Yusuf Nurkic returned, which put an end to the Mason Plumlee roller coaster that peaked yesterday and bottomed out today. Nurkic, he wasn't good anyway. 3 points, 11 rebounds. The three steals are very nice, but he's been pretty average this season. It really just not a great night for the Suns all around. When Josh Okogie is leading scorer with 25 points, you're probably not going to win, and they did not. Ryan Dunn, defensive streamer, Shaw, 2 blocks and a steal. Royce O'Neal, I guess he gets rebounds, he gets some assists, he can get steals. The upside is very limited, but as long as Durant's out, if you want to, only 22 minutes here, all the minutes were down here. So, yeah, I wouldn't really pay too much attention. For the Kings, DeMar DeRozan only played 17 minutes. He left with back tightness, I think is what they were reporting it. Someone might be able to confirm that. I'm sure it was back tightness that I read. So keep an eye on that. I don't know if this is going to turn into anything or whether it was just we're playing Phoenix and they're crap today. So let's give DeMar a bit of extra rest. Keegan Murray, this was better. 17 points. Didn't do much else, but good to see his shot falling. Sabonis, quiet, 11 points, but 10 rebounds, 9 assists, and 7 turnovers, almost a quadruple-double with turnovers. There you go. Kevin Huerter, who'd been a bit up and down, he had 22 points. Should be rostered because he's starting as long as Monk is out. Fox looked really good. I thought this was his best game of the season. 29 points, 10 assists, 6 rebounds, 2 steals. And Keon Ellis, who didn't give us any steals tonight, 2 blocks, but 26 minutes is enough for him to be a back-end guy if we are just looking for steals. And the last game of the night, the Lakers and the Grizzlies. Lakers get the win, 128 to 123. Marcus Smart returned, came off the bench, not surprisingly. So we'll start with him. He had 15 points, 6 assists, a steal, a block. We know he gets defensive numbers. We know he can get some assists. The scoring will be up and down, but without Ja Morant there, does he start? I mean, is he going to move in ahead of Scottie Pippen? I don't know what their plans are here. I did see is Marcus Smart a 14-team ad? Yeah, look, he might be. At least while they've got Bane out and while they've got Morant out, I would probably consider him because we know that he can be a top 80 player. I'm not saying he'll get there, but we have seen it. So I would probably consider picking him up. As for the rest of the team, Scottie Pippen, I said he started. He was pretty good in this one. He should be rostered. Jalen Wells, 9 points, 2 assists, nothing else. Probably a hold, borderline. Jay Huff started, didn't do much. He is more of those. He's more of a, I don't know what we call him. He's just one of a little bit like if you think back to a Kenneth Faried. Naz Reid was a little bit like this a couple of years ago. He comes off the bench, plays 15 minutes, puts up big numbers, and then disappears. That's what Kenneth Faried did, and that's what Jay Huff might do. But he's looked really good in limited minutes, but not enough to be rostered. Jaren Jackson, he's playing really well. Aldama, we're just holding these guys. Zach Edey came off the bench, had 12 and 8 with a steal and a block. Should be rostered at the moment. Even coming off the bench, I actually think there's probably a clearer path to him putting up value coming off the bench. For the Lakers, Anthony Davis played through his eye issue, so that's good. 21 points, 14 rebounds, 3 blocks. A little bit quiet. He got sort of hot early. I think he hit two threes in the last quarter, which sort of made that offensive output look a little bit better. Hachimura hit some shots. That was another thing I talked about on Twitter earlier today. 6 of 7 from the field, 3 of 4 from three, 19 points, 7 rebounds, steal block. Very good if you were holding him for whatever reason. He's going to be up and down, but the minutes are there. LeBron, a triple-double. We don't need to talk about LeBron. Cam Reddish is continuing to start. We don't know why. Dalton Connect had 19 points. He's just going to pop off for these games from time to time. He was perfect from three. If you catch him on the right night, and then you'll get some threes and points, but he is definitely not someone we need to be holding. Is D'Angelo Russell? 20 minutes, 8 points, 2 assists. Probably. We probably just hold him, even if it's because of name value. But if you're holding him and he has a couple of good games, I would certainly look to move him because it just looks like they're moving away from him a little bit. 23 minutes of Cam Reddish. They've got Gabe Vincent there. Max Christie didn't even play in this one. So, yeah, I'm certainly not sold on D'Angelo Russell at the moment. Okay, let's look at tomorrow's game. One game, weird. Dallas, I don't know is there something on in the US tomorrow? I don't know. If anyone knows, put it in the comments. I don't know if it's I don't think it's a public holiday or anything like that. So it might just be weird scheduling. But only one game, Dallas face the Jazz. For the Mavericks, pretty clear at the moment. PJ Washington remains doubtful, I doubt he plays. Luka Doncic, probable. He probably plays, hence the tags. So we're not really looking. I mean, obviously, tomorrow is we want to talk about streaming because there's only one game. So if you've got some roster spots, which you potentially would have, who are we streaming tomorrow? For the Mavericks, I guess it's really not a lot when they're healthy. Najee Marshall, if he's available, just because he's starting. Quentin Grimes hasn't been great. Jaden Hardy, I mean, these guys could get hot against Utah. If Dallas do blow it out early, we could get 22 minutes of Quentin Grimes with some garbage time, and he might just hit three. So probably Grimes or Hardy for the Jazz. Colin Sexton playing, Keontae George playing. Walker Kessler is the only guy out here. I just saw a question. Yeah, any update on how long Kessler's going to be out for? Not that I've heard. Let me just check my feeds. It's a hip issue. I know that. Where's Kessler in there? Which I don't know. It's a lot of. I'm just reading Kessler stuff. A lot of hip injuries this year. It's been very weird. I don't know whether they're just sort of renaming injuries to be called hip injuries. There is also all the rumors flying around about Kessler to the Lakers. So just keep an eye. There's nothing concrete yet, of course. There are a few teams out there looking for centers at the moment. It's saying it's a hip bursitis. So they're tricky. They're not an injury that sort of go away as such. They're managed. I've had a bursitis in my shoulder for 20 years and you just manage it. It flares up at times and then you can't really do much and then it's fine for 6 months. So I don't think this is significant if it's just a bursitis, but it is something that could be ongoing. For the Jazz, that's what we were talking about, weren't we? Did we have any streaming? I don't know. Filipowski, I guess he was good in the last game, but his minutes are very up and down. So on a low volume day like tomorrow, if you've got a move that you can make, sure. Cody Williams has been pretty bad as a starter. I'd rather Filipowski, despite the fact he's coming off the bench. I might even rather Johnny Juzang, to be honest. Williams has looked pretty useless in that starting lineup. But with Keontae George, Colin Sexton, Jordan Clarkson all healthy, Isaiah Collier probably not. John Collins, he won't be rostered, but who is going to be their backup center? It's maybe Drew Eubanks, but nothing there. So despite there only being one game, there isn't a lot to stream in for tomorrow, which is unfortunate. And then we'll just do this last question from Ernest. Pick up Chris Dunn or Jordan Clarkson for schedule. Already lost my week, losing my week. 3-6 cats at least and have damage control. So you've got Trey. I mean, Van Fleet was back today, so that was good. DeRozan, we're not sure whether that's anything. Maxi, yes, he's out. Kessler's out. Trey, again, don't know. He could be back for their next game. There's no word on whether this is a multi-game thing. And Suggs and Zubats playing bad. Yeah, I think both overachieved early in the season. Pick up Dunn or Clarkson. Look, it really depends, I guess. Have a look at what the categories, the scores. Are you closer in steals? Are you closer in points? Remember that steals are pretty volatile because they're such a low-volume category. So Chris Dunn could play, I don't know, I'm assuming they probably have two more games for the rest of the week. He could get you seven steals, which might be a difference maker. Jordan Clarkson might play two or three games and get you 40 points, but that might not impact that category as much. So, yeah, look, I think both are worth a look. Just determine whether you need steals or whether you need points, really. So that'll do. There'll be a show tomorrow. There'll be a show tomorrow. It'll be, I mean, what, one game? So we might actually do a game recap, and we might then, I don't know, we might do some injuries or something. I don't know. I'll figure out. I'll come up with something. But there will be a show. Same sort of time, I think. I don't know what I've got on tomorrow. Anyway, that will do for today. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I am Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep post-game show. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.